Good afternoon. Welcome back to Passion World Talk Radio, a wholly owned subsidiary of Global Media Network, LLC. Educate, enlighten, entertain, mindfulness. And on this episode of Scam Damnation, we're taking it straight from a news source, from Fox News, a close call with a Facebook scam that tried to sell credit card info. By Kurt Knutson, Cyber Guy Report, Fox News. And he starts out by asking you, have you ever received a suspicious email or pop-up that made your heart race even for a second? Well, you're not alone. You got plenty of company. Online scams are getting more convincing every day. And even the most tech-savvy person among us can find ourselves one click away from trouble. Phishing, H-I-S-H-I-N-G, is one of the most common ways scammers can access your personal information. And yet many people fall victim to it daily, which is why the email we received was not surprising. Just ask Pamela, who wrote to us, I thought I couldn't be scammed, but I almost was. Her story is a reminder to all of us that anyone can fall for a well-executed scam. I'll share one to her of how to avoid it, from being scammed on Facebook and what to do if you are. So this is the Facebook scam warning. How Pamela almost fell for a tech support hoax. She said she was working on Facebook and suddenly had a screen flash and a voice that said the computer was locked and I needed to call a number to report the breach. The guy was good. He gave me a name and an employee number and we went through some things on my computer, which brought up a screen that said, scammers were listening, and my IP was being used on Pornhub. I thought, how could that be? But it didn't ring. The screen listed what he said were all my credit cards that had been compromised, but only the beginning numbers. He said in order to make a report to the FTC, I needed to tell him all of the numbers. And I told him I wasn't going to tell him that, even though he insisted I had to for the report. Then he said he would transfer me to the FTC and gave me a number in case we were disconnected. A different guy answered, gave me his name, said it was Andrew Ferguson, head of the FTC. I've been in politics and business for over 50 years. I looked him up while still on the phone and realized the head of the FTC wouldn't be answering a support line. When I refused to give him what he wanted, he yelled that my IP was being used on porn sites and didn't I want to stop it? And that's when I hung up. I have great virus software on my computer, on all of my devices, and I use a two-step authentication for almost everything, but I almost fell for it. And I'm sharing my story to help others. He goes on to say that Pamela was fortunate. Her security measures and quick thinking saved her. But these tactics are becoming more common and more aggressive. And here's what you need to do to stay safe. One, beware of pop-up scams that impersonate Microsoft or the FTC. Scammers often use pop-up messages or an automated voice claiming your device is compromised, urging you to call a number for help. As described by Pamela, a pop-up claimed her computer was locked and played a voice message directing her to call what appeared to be a Microsoft support number. The scammer then impersonated both a Microsoft employee and a government official using fake names and employee numbers and tried to pressure her into revealing sensitive information. If you ever receive a pop-up or a voice message claiming your voice is at risk, don't call that number provided or share any personal information. Instead, contact the organization directly using official contact details from their website. Legitimate companies and government agencies will never ask you to provide sensitive information or credit card numbers over the phone in response to an unsolicited pop-up or call. Protect your online accounts with strong, unique passwords. Make sure each of your online accounts has a unique password. This can prevent scammers from accessing multiple accounts if one gets compromised. While password generators provide secure passwords, you can also easily create one that's hard to crack by looking at three random things in the room and using them to form a password. Consider using a password manager for strong, unique password. A password manager provides you and generates a strong, securely stored complex, unique passwords for each of your accounts. This prevents you from reusing passwords and makes it much harder for the scammers to access your multiple accounts if one is compromised. Get more details about my expert review password managers of 2025 here, and I'll tell you where to go to access it. Don't fall for urgency. How scammers pressure you to act. Scammers create a false sense of urgency to make you act quickly without thinking. Take your time to verify any urgent request, especially involving personal information or money. Don't act on impulse. Check your URLs carefully before you click them and use strong antivirus software. You can verify links before clicking them here, and I'll direct you to the article, especially if they come from someone who randomly contacts you on the internet. Scammers often use URLs that look similar to legitimate sites, but they can typically contain slight misspellings or different domains. Also, install and update strong antivirus software. Protect all of your devices, including computers, tablets, and smartphones, with strong antivirus software. That's the best way to safeguard yourself from malicious links than install malware, potentially accessing your private information. This protection can also alert you to phishing emails and ransomware scams, keeping your personal information and digital assets safe. Get my picks for the best 2025 antivirus protection winners for your Windows, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Always update the software you use. Be sure your operating system for each one of your devices, browsers, updated on your computers and mobile devices. These updates often include patches that fix security vulnerabilities that scammers might access, or even your pet's name. Scammers can use information from your social media profiles to guess passwords and it can also protect you from personalized phishing attacks. Enable multi-factor authentication, MFA, on all your accounts. Don't limit MFA to just your main accounts. Enable it wherever possible, including email, social media, and financial services. MFAs add an extra step to the login process making it significantly harder for scammers to gain access, even if they have your password. Use a personal data removal service to clean up your online footprint. Scammers scour the internet for your personal information. Using a personal data service can help reduce the amount of your sensitive available online, making it harder for them to target convincing attacks. While no service can guarantee the complete removal of all your data from the internet, a data removal service is really a smart choice. They aren't cheap, and neither is your privacy. These services do all the work for you by actively monitoring and systematically erasing your personal information from hundreds of websites. It's what gives me a peace of mind and has proven to be the most effective way to erase your personal data from the internet. By limiting the information available, you reduce the risk of scammers cross-referencing data from breaches with information they might find on the dark web, and it makes it harder for them to target you. Check out my top picks for data removal services here. And he offers you a free scan to find out if your personal information is already out in the web. Now, I already do that through the three top credit reports: Experian, TransUnion, and there's a third one. Look them up. See where you are. Regularly review your financial statements and credit reports. Monitor your bank accounts, credit cards, and credit reports for any unusual or unauthorized activity. Early detection is your key. If you spot something suspicious, report it immediately to your financial institution and the proper authorities. Back up your apartment data regularly. Ransomware and other attacks can lock you out of your files. Regularly back up your important data to external hard drive or secure cloud service. This ensures you can recover your information if your device is compromised. Report online scams to these official authorities. So if you report to the proper authorities, you can help recover your lost funds and prevent others from falling victim to the same scam. By reporting these scams, you contribute to a database that allows law enforcement to track patterns and catch criminals. Places you can report to: the FTC, your local FBI office, the IC3, and your state's Consumer Protection Office. These are Kirk's key takeaways. Keep in mind that scammers are constantly evolving their tactics. You must always be on guard. Do not rely too heavily on technology to protect you, since there is a psychological aspect to their methods as well. Have a skeptical mindset and trust your instincts. By sharing experiences and staying informed, we'll strengthen our community's defense against cybercrime. What was your scariest encounter with an online scam, and how did you manage to avoid falling for it? Let us know by writing to us at cyberguy.com/contact. For more of my tech tips and security alerts, subscribe to my free Cyber Guy Report newsletter by heading over to cyberguy.com/newsletter. And if you want to ask me, Kurt, a question, or let us know what stories you like us to cover, you can follow Kurt on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this afternoon's Scam Damnation. This program is sponsored by Ruby.ai, AI with Lillian.com. Takes you over to Ruby.ai. It provides you with testimonials from everyone who's used it and a demonstration of the software itself. and then sign up for a monthly subscription. AI is here to say you can put your head in the sand or dig a hole and throw yourself in it, but AI could probably tell you a better way to avoid it. Also buy Conscious Solutions Research. You can find us at PassionWorldTalkRadio.com/research-made-simple-blog. It will answer all your questions about pain points and how to do research should you want to do it yourself. Give us a call. Information is on the website, PassionWorldTalkRadio.com/research-made-simple-blog. Sign up for a free 15-minute consultation. And if you want to hear the whole truth, nothing but the truth, go over to PassionWorldTalkRadio.com/donation, where you always hear the truth. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great rest of the week.